Fay Ronex here. Welcome to my radio program. Well, the long knives are out, Jack. Ooh, they're coming after every one of Trump's picks. And they're coming at it like so tenaciously evil. We're going to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene expound on that in just a second. You know, she's the only one who could say something. I've been thinking all day. They're trying to pin Matt Gaetz, Trump's pick for attorney general. And they're trying, or is it head of the DOJ? Same thing. But anyway, they're trying to nail him with, he slept with a 17-year-old. He had an affair with a 17-year-old girl. And my first thought is, I don't care if he banged a slumber party. I really don't. Whatever he did in the past is in the past. And the fact of the matter is that in no way impinges on his ability to be the right man for right now. And he is. That what they're terrified of, they got to find something heinous. Of course, it's always of a sexual nature. They got to find something. Oh, look at what this guy did. He's not qualified because his libido got the best of him. The bottom line is the man's super intelligent, stone cold, razor sharp lawyer, and we'll go right in there and strip off all the dead weight and all the criminal weight too. And that's what they're terrified of. In fact, they're afraid of all of them. I was listening to Bongino today. Going on about Cash Patel. Cash Patel's the right man for the FBI. They'll freak out on that. They're already starting to impugn him. It's horrific what's happening right now. The deep state is terrified, man. Oh, are they ever. Now, the Republicans aren't helping much. And in fact, let me find I didn't want to start with this today, but I have to now. Let's see. I want to get into understanding recess appointments in a bit. But, yeah, here it is. Here's where the Republicans fall on their ass every time. First of all, every Republican on the block should be standing and saying, you're not standing in the way of Matt Gaetz. He's in. He's the right man. Don't even go there. And even if it's true what you accuse him of, we don't care. He's the right man for right now. It's unreal how they always try and screw with people over their sex lives. No pun intended. Listen to this. Florida, Alabama, and Georgia will suffer the consequences. This is Governor DeSantis. He slams the GOP no-shows after Senate confirms Biden's 11th Circuit judge pick. This is massive. This is so deep in the weeds, nobody's going to find this out or most even care about it once they do. Somebody's been appointed to a judge. Who cares? Hey, what time's the game on? But this is massive. This is where the Republicans drop the ball every single time. The U.S. Senate confirmed Embry-Kidd to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit on Monday with a razor-thin 49-45 vote. So, off by four votes. Listen to who wasn't there when I get to it. Kidd, a federal magistrate judge with a controversial record, now holds a lifetime appointment, to the appeals court, overseeing Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. Kidd's confirmation fills a seat vacated by Judge Charles Wilson, a Clinton appointee who took senior status. His confirmation follows the controversial approval of Nancy Abuda, a former Southern Poverty Law Center attorney. That right there should be disqualification, 100%. This was in 2023. The timing could not have been more critical, as four other federal appellate nominees, Julia Lipas for the First Circuit, Abdul Manji for the Third Circuit, Ryan Park, he's the only one with a real name, for the Fourth Circuit, and Carla Campbell, well, that's a good one too, for the Sixth Circuit, are awaiting Senate confirmation in what could be the final days of Biden's presidency with Democrat-led Senate, according to LAW.com. By the way, anything appointed by Biden is going to be the worst of the worst, the wrongest of the wrongest. Republican senators face... So why would the Republicans lay back? What did I tell you? This is infuriating. Republican senators face criticism for failing to prevent this appointment with several notable absences during the vote. Among these missing are, and these are all Republicans, Mike Braun, Indiana, Steve Daines, Montana, Bill Hagerty, Tennessee, Marco Rubio, Florida, J.D. Vance, Ohio. What in the hell were they thinking? Why were they not there to vote? Seriously. Were they even aware? I mean, even Vance, this pisses me off about Vance. How could he not know this? Now, they can't know everything all the time. But somebody, maybe even DeSantis, should have called these people directly and said, hey, do you understand who's about to be stuck in here for a total lifetime appointment? Where do we get to his record, by the way? West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin broke ranks to vote against Kidd And John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, did not show up. The GOP no-shows handed Biden yet another judicial victory for life. For life. Conservative commentator Matt Whitlock sharply criticized the Republican absences, stating the nominee has written that laws against, here we go, written that laws against child rape are racist. So the guy appointed for life thinks that any law written against child rape, it's racist. It should not be outlawed. He hid two previous decisions where he gave lenient sentences to child predators from the Senate. Now he has a lifetime judgeship. We're replacing a potential Trump nominee because Republicans didn't bother to show up. These are the real important appointments. Now, Trump appointed a ton of judges first time around, and these should have held off on. They could have stalled this one. The Republicans would have just had their stuff together. The nominee has written the laws against child rape are racist. He had two previous decisions where he gave lenient sentences to child predators from the Senate. Now he has a lifetime judgeship instead of a Trump nominee because Republicans didn't bother to show up. Yeah, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took to X to express his disappointment. This leftist judge would have been voted down, and the seat on the important 11th Circuit would have been filled by Donald Trump next year had Republicans showed up. Why do they never do the right thing? Why? Unbelievable. You know, think about how hard it was to get Trump in, given the Republican pushback in the very nascent stages of this campaign. Think about that. You had even Pete Hoekstra in Michigan favoring somebody else. I mean, think about this. This is insane. Nobody gets on board with the Trump agenda. I mean, straight up 100% Trump agenda. The leftist judge would have been voted down. Yeah, that's Ron DeSantis. So there you go. Recall Florida Governor DeSantis is preparing for another pivotal decision following. It says DeSantis should nominate a senator who will show up for Republicans. Yes, absolutely. When Rubio gets out, he needs to appoint somebody. And for Matt Gaetz, too, somebody who is rock-ribbed on the right-thinking ticket. Recall Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is preparing for another pivotal decision following President-elect Donald Trump's nominee, Marco Rubio, for Secretary of State. DeSantis confirmed Monday that he has received strong interest from several candidates vying to replace Rubio in the Senate. Good. Now, let's hope that he does the right thing. There's no doubt that DeSantis will do the right thing. He's never been a question. He's a rock-ribbed conservative. Did you hear what I just told you that just happened? I mean, it doesn't affect your life, right? It may at some point. It'll definitely affect the life of the United States of America. You're on the Edge. We'll be right back.